This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders have paid their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Former President Barack Obama said that Lewis's legacy must be carried on until civil rights and equality are achieved.
Like John, we've got to keep getting into that good trouble. He knew that nonviolent protest is patriotic, a way to raise public awareness and put a spotlight on injustice and make the powers that be uncomfortable.
Lewis, an Alabama sharecropper's son who strove for equality for blacks in an America grappling with racial bigotry and segregation, was a fiercely determined champion of nonviolent protest and was inspired by the late Martin Luther King Jr. His death from pancreatic cancer comes as America reckons with its history of racial discrimination following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. President Donald Trump is again claiming mail-in voting will lead to voter fraud in the November election, and he's going a step further, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
For the first time, the president's floating a delay in the election that'll decide whether he gets another term. He tweets, universal mail voting will lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history, and then asks, delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? His claims are unsubstantiated. Even in states with all voting done by mail, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Federal election dates are set by Congress, not the president.